Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're continuing our journey through Romans chapter 8 this week, one of the most glorious chapters in all of the New Testament, all of the Bible. And this is really the chapter on the Holy Spirit. You might say 18 times St. Paul refers to the Holy Spirit because he's leading us to the core of the Christian life. What does it mean to become a Christian? At its core, to become a Christian means to be born again by water and the Spirit, to have a new life in the Spirit, a life we cannot access on our own, but it is God's gift given to us. And that means it's a participation in the sharing of the life that Jesus himself has, the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the Spirit that was with Jesus throughout his life on earth and testifying through signs and wonders and miracles. And that was the anointing of the Spirit. Jesus was fulfilling the messianic destiny that he had, the Messiah, to fulfill what was promised. And he's the one filled with the Holy Spirit. And through his life, he's the one who lives the one life all of us were called to live, that Adam was called to live, Adam and Eve. Jesus is the second Adam now who actually fulfills what Adam was called to do and more. He gave to God what belongs to God. Human beings were made to live in relationship with God. And at the heart of our whole existence is from the core of our being to freely give ourselves to God through obedience, through humility, through love, to give to God what belongs to God. And Paul is telling us here in Romans 8, he's showing us God's saving plan and the outworking of it and leading us from making a break from our death-directed destiny, being under sin and the condemnation of the law. Because the law, as we said a number of times over the last few weeks, the law, which was meant for our good, ends up condemning us because it shines its light on us and shows there's no human heart other than Jesus and the grace given to Our Lady that gave to God what belongs to God, to love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. And this working of salvation is God's free gift given to us in the person of Jesus to make a way for the human race to be raised to glory. And the Holy Spirit is the glory of Jesus, the Spirit that raised him from the dead, the Spirit that glorifies him at the right hand of the Father, is the Spirit that is poured out on us in baptism. This is why Jesus, friends, is the only Savior of the world. The only way you can be saved is to be united to God's saving gift in the life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. I left off yesterday in Romans 8, verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God really dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ. Here's where we have to be real clear. We have to see this. Now, this is God's Word speaking to us. This is the mind of Christ and of God the Father. It's good for us to understand this. Verse 9, but you are not in the flesh. You were once in the flesh. You were born in the flesh, called original sin. Being baptized into Christ is the gift of the Holy Spirit, so there's a new power center in you. There's a new reality, the indwelling of God. That's why Paul says, if the Spirit of God really dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. There's a lot of presumption out there. There's a lot of people just assume, as I ended the program yesterday, just assume because God loves everyone, everyone's already a child of God. Everyone's basically, if they're following whatever their heart says, everybody's already there as a child of God. No, the Bible's making a very, very clear distinction here. We literally are enemies of God, born into that condition. Remember, Paul says in the beginning of Ephesians chapter 2, and you he made alive when you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, the fallen world, following the prince of the power of the air, he said, who's that? That's Satan and all the demons that are subject to him, the world of flesh, and he said, and then following the desires of body and mind. That's the flesh that Paul's been talking about here. World of flesh and the devil, the great enemies. And he said, we were by nature children of wrath, that is subject to the final judgment of God's just judgment over those who are born into sin, who said yes to the flesh. This is our situation. Enemies of God. Paul said, we read yesterday, we've made peace with God by being united to Jesus, whose death, shedding of his blood, the purifying grace of the offering of his life that allows us to be reconciled to God and brings down the dominion of Satan, the power of sin over our lives, and makes it possible for us to become children of God. So let me read it again. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. Verse 10, but if Christ is in you, although your bodies are dead because of sin, we're going to die. We're all going to go into the ground someday. So that's what he's referring to here. Our bodies will die. But he says, your spirits are alive because of righteousness. Our bodies will die, but now there's a principle in us. Dying apart from Christ and being baptized into him and not having the Spirit of God in us, which is the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if all we have is the old man, we die both physically and spiritually. This is why Jesus, the apostles, and all the great saints throughout history were absolutely passionate about the command to go make disciples of all nations, to bring salvation to every person, to bring them to the waters of baptism and into the life of the church. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead, who raised Jesus from the dead? God the Father raised Jesus from the dead. The Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. That unique Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, he said, if that Spirit dwells in you, and it doesn't automatically dwell in you just because you're a human being, this is very important to see. It's a gift given that has to be received through faith and repentance, given in the waters of baptism. Now, the church understands and teaches Lumen Gentium 16 and other places that it's possible for someone who's never heard the gospel, who's never been entered the waters of baptism, through no fault of their own, have never heard the gospel. There's some real conditions there. It's possible for some to be saved, but it has to be under certain conditions that are there. And those conditions are not easy. I mean, it has to have real response in faith to the light, whatever light God gives a person. But there's a kind of presumption in the world that undermines and really kind of almost kills the desire or the sense of conviction that people need to be saved. That we're talking about a race of people that are in a death-directed destiny for all eternity. We have to be clear. This is the word of God. So he said, your spirits are alive because of righteousness. It's right relationship with God. How does that happen? Through the gift given to us in baptism of being united to the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And that baptism is where the sin problem is dealt with in us, and we are given the gift of the Spirit to become children of God, entering the church and escaping not only the powers of sin and death, as Paul said earlier, but also the wrath to come. The final judgment. God makes us righteous in justification or initial justification. And our life in the Holy Spirit is one where we cooperate with God to the end. Verse 11, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit who dwells in you. The Spirit that raised Jesus, if we have that same Spirit, he will raise us as well to share in the life of Jesus, his resurrected, glorious existence as the firstborn, who inherits the whole kingdom, who gives us a participation in that inheritance. Friends, remember what Paul said earlier, set your mind on these things. How much of our daily life is at all focused on this? We can actually walk and chew gum at the same time. We can fulfill our responsibilities and put our minds and hands to the tasks at hand, parents as in our jobs and our careers and all of that. But we walk by the Spirit every day. And it's important for us to keep growing each day and talking to the Father, thanking Him for this work of salvation in Jesus, thanking Jesus, asking the Holy Spirit to guide us, to speak to us, and just each day grow, talking to God, praying, receiving the sacraments, making sure we get to the sacrament of reconciliation. You know, these kinds of things where we know we're a temple of the living God and we need to be attentive to it. We know so we can come to grasp the significance of what is there and who we are now as children of God. This is the source of our identity. It's the source of our dignity. It's the source of our freedom and the sheer magnitude of the wonder of our lives. We're on a course, a destiny that will lead to absolute glory, being sharing in what belongs to Jesus in His body, which is the church. There's nothing more awesome than that on the planet. Nothing greater. Now, the devil's strategy is also to dazzle us day and night, to make it look like, you know, all the great stuff is in the world. Sort of like Jesus, you know, he tried to tempt Jesus in the desert and he showed him all the glorious kingdoms of the world. And he said, you can have all of this. I can give it to you. I got the power to do it. Guess what? The devil has power in this world, in this fallen world. He can give you a lot of glitz, a lot of glory, a lot of what the flesh loves. He can give it to you. You have to be careful. This is why the church raises up the saints for us all the time, regularly in the daily readings. You know, we celebrate the saints throughout the liturgical year because they're the ones who had wisdom and they understood. They went all in. Their minds were indeed set on things above, and they understood where the real gold is, where the real treasure is. And the most, you know, the astounding drama, it's hard to put words on this, the drama that's unfolding in God's people and the earth. Okay, let's look at verse 12 and we'll wrap up today with it. It says, so then, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. If you live according to the flesh, you'll die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So it's really clear. If you live by the flesh, that is my desires, my feelings is what dominate. My feelings are my reality. My desires are my reality. Fulfilling my desires is the point of life. If that's where you are, that's a death-directed destiny. And if you stay on that course, you will die. We're all going to die physically. But much, much worse is to die spiritually, separated from God as an enemy of God who's refused the gift of God for new life. And we insist, and this is how proud the human heart can be, we insist that I am my own master. I will determine what's most important. That's deadly, friends. Hope you can tune in tomorrow. There's so much here in this chapter we have to touch on yet. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.